Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And support us by going to frankandoak.com/ifiwereyou. And if you see anything you like, you can use our code ifiwereyou, the number 10, and you get 10% off of your purchase.
So let's say if I wanted to buy something that was like $55, what amount would I get off? What's 10% of that?
Are you really doing this right now?
Yeah. Like, you what's monster. 10% of 55?
5. I'm your character. The real Jake is the Amir character.
You're wearing a calculator watch. Just figure it out.
The numbers are too small.
Yes, so if you, like Jake said, if you do want to support the show and you do need new clothes, you can do both things in one fell swoop. Just go to frankandoak.com/ifiwereyou, and if you like what you see, you can put our coupon code in on the way out, ifiwereyou, and the number 10. Enjoy this episode. We enjoyed making it.
Shut up.
Okay.
If I were you, with Jake and Amir.
Short and bitter.
No,
short sweet. And sweet. Yeah, that was
that
good.
That was by me, and that's my voice singing.
That was actually a guy named Jay Arsenal.
Fine.
That Who sort cares? Of sounds like your name. Oh, hey, it's If I Were You.
And he recorded a 4-second song. Who cares what his name is?
And we are joined by a really good mood dude. I guess I would call
Don't
him.
Call
as
me that. What's the matter, Grumpy? Huh? Aren't you having fun on our podcast? Okay.
I actually
you made
banked.
Me stop eating my lunch to record this.
I slapped a ham sandwich out of his mind.
Streeter begged us for weeks and weeks and weeks to be on this podcast.
I was playing 30 seconds cool for school. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by me.
And me.
Amir and Jake. And we have a guest today, Streeter Seidel. I'll add applause noise in later.
Thank you.
Per Streeter's request from his manager and agent and lawyer.
Well, you got to have a good team
behind you. We work with you, and it's so weird that you were like, we asked you to be on the podcast, and you like copied us with your agent, manager, and lawyer.
I don't think I even copied you. I forwarded along the request.
Yeah. You told our people to get in touch with your people.
Yeah, they looped in the whole team.
I mean, I can't. This is almost a year in the making now. We've been trying to get Streeter on the podcast. We just cleared it all through legal.
So excited that it's finally happening. I'm comfortable putting my whole weight behind the project.
Wow. Yeah. He actually demanded we start a podcast. That's the whole reason we're doing this thing, just so he could be a guest on it. Streeter is the editor-in-chief of College Humor.
Yeah.
And also a great, great acquaintance of ours.
One of the best acquaintances I know, actually.
I feel like you were going to say I was great at something else.
Oh.
And then you bailed.
Well, what else is he great at? You know history well.
Yeah, I'm great at the past.
You also read more books than anyone else I know. That's
Thank
sort
you.
Of a rare thing that you wouldn't guess.
Yeah. Definitely.
People your size.
People
like,
think I'm a fool.
Like a sports fan.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I'm not.
Unless it's history of sports.
Yeah.
Then yeah, get into
I'm
that.
I'm a big sports fan for sports that already happened a while ago.
Like Rounders.
Yeah, yeah. Really into Rounders. For people who don't know, it's the English game that baseball sort of grew out of. Yeah.
Holy
I believe
shit.
It was.
Holy
no,
shit.
No, he's hijacking the podcast. It's not advice anymore.
There's a new theme song history podcast.
If Streeter talked about history for an hour. Have you thought about starting a history podcast?
I have. I thought about it a lot. And I wanted to do it very badly. And then I saw that there were so many really good history podcasts with, like, huge audiences from much smarter people.
It's too late.
It's a crowded marketplace. I wouldn't start a podcast. All right. These
couldn't
are
be more of a bad idea.
Ah, it seems like you guys are really into it, though.
No, you don't think
I should do it?
No.
We wouldn't want to, like, oversaturate it with college humor podcasts, I
guess.
Well,
it would just be my own thing, you know.
Sure. I mean, but at that point, it's like me and Jake already have our own thing, and then it's like, what, now Street Art the Podcast? We're starting to cannibalize our listens.
You're a guest on ours. You're a great acquaintance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. So you can call this podcast your own every 17 episodes.
Can I get that in writing with my manager?
Who's on the phone right now?
Your BlackBerry's blowing up. So we get, I don't know if you've ever heard the show.
Definitely. Not, never.
Frantically listening to 30 episodes before we started on 2x speed.
High speed scrubbing through the whole thing, yeah.
We haven't even written through, we haven't done 30 episodes.
Oh, yeah,
holy shit.
Right. So we get real questions from real people that email our show at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Yes.
And these are people in sticky situations and conundrums or just in need of help in some way. And me and Jake try to offer advice. Usually we fail, but we try to be as funny as possible.
Or at least as mean as possible.
Yeah, sometimes we just berate the person who answers the question.
Oh, that's good. So the advice doesn't need to be
good
advice. Yeah,
no.
It almost shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because I would never listen to you for advice, ever.
Right.
Yeah. You've asked me over the past 3 months, mm-hmm. 10 separate times,
sure.
if your New York State tax return is coming and what you can do about it. As if I know anything about tax law or accounting.
You joke, but I did just get it yesterday.
Oh, you finally got it?
I would watch him like email people. He was on the phone the other day with the fucking whoever sends out those tax checks.
The government.
You called the government. How do you call the government?
I had a trip planned to Albany this weekend to demand my money in cash if I didn't get it in time. But I got it so we can afford a third microphone to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank God.
Just in time.
Yeah, just in the nick of time.
Let's start the show. Let's answer some questions.
All right,
or fail at it.
This one is from somebody, fake name, real question, named Walter.
Ooh, Walter. Walt.
Hey, guys. I call my grandma in Poland every week, largely because if I don't, my mother will guilt trip me into doing it anyway. Problem is, my grandmother was born into communism and is ignorant to the scale of the rest of the world because she wasn't aware of the option that the rest of the world for most of her life. So every time I call her, she has a panic attack because she thinks all the tornadoes in Central America and any earthquake on the West Coast, all the hurricanes from the South, and any terrorist attack that happened in the village will happen in the village down the street. I tried to explain to her that America is way bigger than Poland and that most things she hears about it don't really affect where he's from, New Jersey, I'll just say it. But she can't seem to get
now
a grasp
narrowed
on
it down.
It.
We know who it is.
It's Walt in New Jersey.
I don't want my communist grandma to keep worrying about it, but I also don't want to be mean or stop calling her. What should I do?
It's funny that communist grandma thinks that there are villages around. Something might happen in the village next door.
What the hell is a village?
They went extinct in medieval times.
Right.
That used to be where people lived, and now we have towns.
So there's no village in America anymore.
I think we had one I'm from. It was Cheshire.
Yeah.
What about Cheshire? Was a quaint little village. Yeah, that's right.
The West Village. So what should this guy do? He's only calling his grandma because his mother will guilt trip him into doing it anyway.
I guess if you're so concerned about your grandma worrying about you, just wait. She'll die soon. She's old. And then you'll, I don't know, then you'll fucking wish you could call her and listen to her complain.
Shouldn't I say something like, if I were you?
Oh, yeah. See.
If I were you. Yeah, yeah.
He's right. Better a host than you are. Actually, this actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You and I get along.
Holy
so
shit,
well.
You're
so
right.
We work together
me and Streeter.
So much.
Oh, God.
No. I could never work.
I need somebody that can pull my weight.
I love Sorry, what were you going to say? If I were you?
I was going to say, if I were you, I would make that grandma believe that this is a very real threat. That could affect you, whatever it is, tornado, hurricane, terrorist attack, and then maybe what meager savings she has.
Yeah, you gotta leverage that.
Yeah, she'll sort of channel it to you.
So use it to extort your own grandmother.
Right.
Yeah, because she's
you can't get buried
with it. Dying-ish. Yeah. You know? Yeah. You can't take it with you.
Grandma, the tornadoes are coming and they need my money, but I'm like, out.
It's cost $10,000 to get into the tornado shelter and I don't have it, Bubby.
You get your brother to make tornado noises in the background.
Oh, Jesus. Help!
Just put on Twister.
I love the idea, and I guess I had it growing up too, that like calling your grandparents is such an awful thing. Like, why is it that bad? It's not bad at all, but it's like weird. Always something that like whenever people had to force your son and daughters to do.
I've never done it, so I can't really answer that question.
You never had grandparents?
No, I've had grandparents.
You never called them?
Yeah, what am I going to tell them? Holy shit. About?
Yeah, you have nothing in common with them.
Right, yeah. I didn't fight in World War II.
Whenever I call my grandfather, I like... When it's over, like when the conversation is done, he's like, you know, he's so like grateful. He's like, thank you so much for calling me. This made my day.
And all you did was
made my day. And I look and it's like 8 minutes, 8 minutes, 4 seconds, 5 minutes, 12 seconds, you know, like no time at all. I made his day because he doesn't do it. He sits, he gets up at 4 a.m. for some reason.
Right.
He just waits till he can eat and then he just sleeps in between.
It's like the equivalent of camping.
Right.
You just wake up with the sun because why not? And then you don't really have anything to do until the next meal.
That's not camping. That is not camping at all. But I appreciate
it. Kind of sounds like camping.
No, yeah. No. There's a million things to do when you're camping.
Like what?
Fucking hike, walk around, see animals and nature and trees.
Yeah, camping, that's what your grandfather does.
Camping is dumb shit, man.
No.
Camping's like what?
What is this?
We spent all these years working so we didn't have to live outside in the woods.
No, we spent all this time working so we need to escape to go out to the woods and see the... What the fuck? This guy's talking about his Polish grandmother and you guys are berating me about camping.
It's funny that... That the rumors are true. Polish people really are stupid.
Holy shit. But up, bing.
I hate stereotypes, but I guess that one just happened to land.
Does this even make sense to you guys? Because she was born into communism, she's ignorant to the scale of the rest of the world.
I don't understand how
that
communism
doesn't make
works.
Sense yeah. at all.
Communism
to me.
Doesn't mean you don't understand the scale of the rest of the world.
If so she was born into communist Russia. Russia's enormous, so she should have a pretty good grasp. Like, Russia takes up, I think, half the world.
Yeah, 11 excuses for his grandma. Like, it's not communism, it's just she's dumb, okay?
I think grandma might have dementia, maybe, is the thing. Like, I would call and have a doctor go check her out.
We're being awful because we're insulting this guy's grandmother and him, and...
I'd like to insult him. I mean, he's kind of a huge a-hole for not wanting to talk to his grandmother once a week.
But he does.
It's literally the least you can do. Right. It's such a huge thing for her.
She's been alive for so long, and her day sucks so much.
And she's been through such shit. Grandparents had to experience...
A grandmother growing up in Poland? Are you kidding me? She never left Poland?
No grandparents' lives are better than their grandchildren's lives. Like, every grandparent alive right now went to some horrible shit, had a child through against all odds, they had a child, and then that child is such an enormous brat that they won't even call you.
Right, like they didn't even have phones, dude. Be grateful.
Because you don't want
to... I'm sorry to jump in there. They had phones. Yeah, phones
about?
Have been around for a while.
Not
remember
cell phones.
History fact checker.
Oh, you're talking about old dumb phones.
I'm talking about cellies, dude.
Oh, okay, yeah,
talking about iPhones.
No, they didn't have iPhones, you're right.
You know, I was thinking, this is sort of a tangent, but like yesterday, because Governor's Ball is this weekend.
Oh, party.
which is an outdoor music festival.
It's an outdoor music festival. And so I was thinking, like, it's supposed to rain. And I was like, oh, man, it would be kind of fun to be there in the rain because there's, like, you know, people jumping in the mud, like Woodstock. And then I was like, no, because what will all my friends do with their phones if that happens? Like, we always have $400 in our pocket. Just
at
like,
all time.
That's just a fucking phone. Like,
and
you can't,
a phone.
Yeah.
$400 cash. Our grandparents probably didn't have $400 for the first 58 years of their lives.
Right. That's what my grandpa got paid for killing 9 Nazis over 3.5 years of his life and watching his friends get murdered.
The general paid for scalps.
Yeah, yeah. He got a ride home in steerage class on a boat and $400.
And you won't fucking call him? Are you kidding me?
Basically, call your grandmother.
But she is a communist, so... And what's the recent revelations about the government monitoring telephone calls?
Yeah, let's
calls
talk about it.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, a call to a former Soviet bloc country with a communist leader... Of the family, if you will, might raise a couple red
flags.
Honestly,
I'm surprised that he hasn't been arrested yet. He emailed me on a public Gmail. I'm sure the government has currently talked to his grandmother at least to figure out where this communism is coming from. Maybe it's a cell in Poland.
This kid's down in Gitmo already.
Holy shit.
What a shame. He'll never be able to hear the podcast.
That's one less listener. All right. Let's move on to the next question. This one is from Skylar.
Ooh, Skylar.
Once again, the email is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Email us in. We'll answer your questions if possible.
Where should people email if they want to talk to me?
We can just give your phone number. It's 203-553.
We said any number, someone would text it. Let's try texting 203. No, I shouldn't even do it. All right, go on.
I feel bad. All right. The question is, I have a friend, in quotes, who is a man-eater, to put it nicely. She is the most shallow person I know, and I don't even like bringing her around my guy friends because they always end up complaining about her because she acts like such a bitch.
Whoa.
Asking for
her words, not ours.
Exactly. Asking for things because they obviously don't owe her an expensive night out, and they obviously don't need to pay for anything. And she treats her girlfriends the same way. Seriously, anytime she wants to hang out, I end up doing physical labor for her. One time I ended up scanning her family photos for 3 days straight.
That's really funny.
How do I ditch this bee without looking like the one who is the bee?
You're obviously not.
Yeah, you can ditch that bee.
Ditch the bee.
Don't trust the bee.
In apartment 23.
I want to know how this night went that she got invited to and ended up scanning photos for three days.
That's so funny.
Imagine day two, like, this sucks, but I mean, I'm halfway done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, holy shit.
The morning of day three must have been difficult.
All right, I'm just going to...
Third day.
Home stretch.
My back hurts.
My cropping is getting sloppy, but fuck if I have to finish. Come on.
Skylar, do you have my fucking photos yet? It's my grandma's 80th or 90th birthday or some
shit. Almost done, Marissa. I am so sorry.
She lives in Poland.
I know.
She doesn't even know how big America is.
She's a communist. I know.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It's just like there's so many photos. It's taken me 3 days.
Are you freaking kidding? These are two photos at a time, Skylar. I'm not going to freaking sit here and crop them out. Please scan one photo at a time.
And scan the back of it, too.
Yeah, don't make it like crooked.
In case there's a little note written on it.
I've been checking.
I don't want to freaking crop it and like have to rotate it a little bit. Please just make sure the lines are perpendicular for the
little
guy.
So our advice is to stop complaining and just scan the photos. I mean, she's your friend, right?
It's only 3 days.
Like, geez, 3 days of your life? Oh, my God. Your friend has had a really hard life, okay? She's fought a war.
She's grown up in communist Poland.
I think the problem's not with this girl, this bee. I think the problem is with Skylar.
Oh.
Skylar needs to have a little more self-respect.
Yeah, you got to
say hang around people who suck all the dick. And just ditch those people.
Yeah. I mean, definitely at least stand up to her. Maybe she'll respect that and change and be like, all right, cool. Skylar passed the test. She called me on my bullshit. Which is a lot.
You think it's a big test?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she's
Those are dummy photos.
That would be a great...
I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, but she might be an awful person.
That's a great idea. Like, if you act like an asshole all the time and someone calls you out to be like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You did it.
You're
now
my friend.
I can be the real me around you.
All right, cool. Now I'll start being nice. That's sort of like,
make it one day worth of photos.
I think that's like pledging a frat where like all the brothers are just like hazing you for 2 months and then like at the end, like, all right, we accept you. Like, I don't like you. You made me fucking eat dog food, you ass. I'm plotting to kill you.
Yeah, but they're my best friends.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, I've just been an awful person.
Like fucking Stink Figgler.
Oh, yeah.
Asian Chris.
Pug Knuckles.
Pug Knuckle.
These are Irish
my boys.
Chris.
Irish Chris. Fat Asian Chris.
There's two Asian Chris's, one normal Asian Chris and one fat Asian Chris. So you're saying, look, stare yourself in the mirror, Skylar, and say, the problem's not with the bee. The problem is with me.
Wow.
Apartment
if it rhymes,
20.
It must be true.
Me. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like someone with kind of low self-esteem who, like...
Yeah, you got to stand up to that.
Yeah, who's just going to, like, sit there and take it.
Is there anybody in your life that you would scan photos for 3 days straight for?
You.
My wife.
An hour of silence.
You, I'd do it for either of you guys, I think. Yeah.
So I'd be like, I have a photo. I have a box of
three
probably
days.
1,500
photos. It sounds
like
you just did a bad job at scanning. Like, there's no way that task takes three full fucking days.
How many photos are we talking about?
And how old is your scanner?
Who has a scanner?
Take it to Kinko's?
Who has a scanner anymore?
I remember my brother got a scanner for his bar mitzvah in 1992.
This is a fake question.
I'm starting to think some of these aren't real.
Skylar?
No. These are real. These are real.
You're a bad scanner. Our advice is to get a better scanner if you're going to have to do this kind of task, if you're such a pushover that you're scanning people's family photos. Because now all of that girl's like friends are being like, oh, yes, Skylar actually scanned all the photos. Like, she did such a nice job. Do you think she'd scan my photos?
She's
like,
a great scanner.
Oh, yeah. She says yes to anything.
Skylar the scanner. Yeah, I know her.
She's like Skylar.
Scanler. Yeah.
She starts her own business and makes $1 million. Skylar Scandlering.
Skylar Scandlery?
We have fun. Next question. Let's try to remain on target. That was like a little too much.
Yeah, no more joking around. Let's get like a fucking real answer here.
Exactly. You said this is going to be fun, and now you're putting all these rules on it, and I'm still not eating my lunch.
There's a pastrami on rye just 3 inches below Streeter's nose. Aroma wafting shaking. Up.
It's getting soggy, man. Come on.
You know what makes you the most hungry is holding food but not being able to eat it. Like, I'm not usually, like, very hungry, but, like, if I'm carrying, like, a slice of pizza on a train, I'm, like, dying of
hunger.
That'd be, like, a good torture for you. It's also, if I ever torture you, I'll do that.
I think also, like, holding a drink at a bar where, like, everybody's getting, like, you want to, like, make cheers or something, so, like, you're waiting for everybody, and just, like, have it, like, oh, man, just one sip that's really would taste nice right now.
Or, like,
the
wait.
I feel like the worst feeling in the world is when you take a stock of all your life and the people who you love in your life, and you realize that it's all empty and meaningless, and these feelings are just manufactured for show, and you realize that you're an isolated pinnacle alone in the darkness, adrift on a blue rock in the middle of space, completely inconsequential. Jesus. And the crushing reality of that slams down on you. Holy and you think, shit. If I live, if I die, it doesn't matter at all. But that food thing sucks too.
I'm sorry, I can't breathe.
I'm being suffocated by my own existential dilemma.
Holy fuck, that was heavy.
But enough about Streeter. I'm kidding. This one comes from Hank. My neighbor... I got it. This one does come from Hank. My neighbor from childhood is getting married and is having a wedding in late June. I was allowed to bring a plus one and ask my friend who I've had a crush on since freshman year of high school. She knew I had feelings for her then, but nothing came of it, and we've been good friends ever since. I'm quite a bit older now, and we're both single at this point. I really want to date her because she's been sort of a dream girl, but I don't know if she will ever think of me as more than a friend. Should I use this wedding as an opportunity to try to make a move, or should I just have a good time and see if any other hot girls are willing to hook up with me? Thanks, guys.
Oh, big question.
This is so funny.
I can't believe he got a plus one without a serious girlfriend. Yeah. That's crazy. That's totally breaking wedding etiquette right there.
Streeter's like had a wedding, so like that's what jumps out at him.
So you're
That's like $300 right there for somebody. We don't even know who that person is.
I mean, that's if you're doing like chicken. If you're like doing the filet or the lobster or whatever, like that's right. $350.
I remember your wedding. Everybody got a Greek yogurt, and that was it.
Yeah, everyone got a faget. A faye yogurt.
On the way out.
Probiotic. A lot of people got diarrhea.
Everybody got a go-gurt on the way in and an oikos on the way out, and it lasted for 23 minutes.
Make it count, people.
Oikos.
We should get Oikos to sponsor this.
That'd be cool. This episode is brought to you by Oikos. It's our favorite Greek yogurt. Fuck Vijay.
You guys should do a fake sponsorship every single time until it comes true.
Oh, that's good.
You know?
It's actually pronounced Faye.
Faye. Yeah, I know. They put it in a commercial.
Yeah, because, you know, it sounds a little bit like a derogatory word.
Yeah, it sounds like faggy.
No.
Whoa. Hey. We just went blue.
Faggy yogurt.
Which is actually a different kind of yogurt.
Can I address the question?
Yeah, should he?
I don't remember what the question was.
He invited this dream girl to this wedding. Should he go for it, or should he try to see if there's any hot girls that are willing to hook up with him?
Right.
Dream girl since high school, and he's 26.
He's got to go for it. He's got to go for it.
At a wedding, that's like the place to go
Wedding's
for it, right?
Great. That window's going to close pretty soon.
Should have closed already if it's 11 years.
Hey, I was in this situation.
And?
Then I went for it.
And
it worked out. You know, I mean, you know my wife.
It's true.
Oh, that's Vanessa.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Totally. I totally blanked. The yogurt really just messed with my mind. I spaced over that entire wedding.
We had dinner together last night.
You had dinner with Streeter and Vanessa?
No, I would never.
I was just kidding.
Oh, cool. I would love to go to dinner with you guys sometime.
I'd love to have you.
That'd be amazing.
Not Amir.
Great. So I think that it's sort of weird that this guy's like, should I make a move on this girl I've always loved or hook up with some other hot chicks?
Yeah, like this girl's definitely going to the wedding with him.
Those are some good options.
But it's so weird. Like this girl, if she's hearing it like, oh man, this guy has a huge crush on me, but he's like also considering just hooking up with some random bridesmaid if he feels like it.
Yeah.
But that's her fault for not giving in. Like that she made him think that way.
If she made him think that the window of opportunity is closed.
She made him think like, I need a backup plan.
Right.
Because she's been shutting him down for so long, you know?
Yeah, but I'd say go for it. Like, high risk, high reward. Go for it at this point. If you don't get it, it's been 11 years. It's not going to happen. But don't bring her to the wedding and then try to hook up if there's any other hot girls
there.
Yeah,
that's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Because then, I mean, I think there's...
You know, bring her to the wedding, go for it. If that doesn't work, then, hey, you know, 1 a.m., dance floor sort of emptying out. There's a drunk bridesmaid. Hey, maybe it's a drunk bride. Then you make a move.
Whoa.
That's what's up. I actually I've hooked up with three brides at weddings.
I know,
really? Which ones?
One at Streeter's and one at David Young's.
Oh,
dude, you didn't know?
No, I knew. No, I knew. I was funny. I knew. It's funny, man. It was an honor. You taught her so much.
Oh, dude, thank you. Thank you.
Jake is bowing.
I think, like, you know what
the worst thing you can do is this. Ah, shit. All right. Okay.
I feel like the scariest thing for this kid, like, in the back of his head, is the idea that he goes with this girl and then she hooks up with someone else. That would be, like, the ultimate horrible situation.
He's totally protecting himself from that situation.
Yeah. But, like, 26, like, you're grown up,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, Jake's 27.
Get there.
What would you do?
I think I'd probably bring this girl
and hook up with somebody
and make a move. And if it doesn't work, then I hook up with somebody else. Or even if it works, maybe, like, she goes to bed early and I try to hook up with somebody else after that.
Oh, you know what a good tip is, too? When he gets the hotel room, book the single bed, but then be all like, oh no, hotel fucked up. Well,
I
weird.
Can't believe this. Is there anything we can do? Yeah, we can wheel a cot.
No,
that's fine.
A cot?
No. I have a bad back, and she's absolutely not sleeping on the cot. Well, we have a double queen.
I wouldn't do that either. I would just have her sleep inside me. Or
actually,
inside
you know what?
Room,
we feel so bad about the mistake. We're going to upgrade you. Two separate rooms.
This plan has gone horribly wrong.
Oh, that's great, because I met somebody else.
No! It's the groom.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually a pretty good tip. One room, one bed. Play it off as an accident.
One room, one groom.
It's some scumbag advice, but I think it works.
Yeah, that's low, but I support it.
Also, wait, if this girl's going to the wedding with him, like,
right,
she probably is...
That window's not closed. If she said yes
wedding... Like, everyone knows... What's up when you bring someone to a wedding?
Shit's wide open, bro.
Why is that? Why are weddings so much more romantic than...
Love is on the mind, dude.
There's a lot of...
Everybody looks fucking amazing. Everybody's in suits and dresses. And it's like summertime right now. Oh, my God. Just the vow. Oh, I'm getting...
Open bar.
I'm getting hot right now. Holy shit.
The covenant.
Open bar.
A covenant
music.
Made between two people before the almighty Lord.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It'll get you hot. It'll get you hot.
Hell yeah. Hook up with the bridesmaid. That's my advice. Ditch the date. Sorry, I'm so all over the place. I'm with Streeter. Bring the girl. Make that move. I'm with both of you guys.
Let us know how it goes. That email again is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Yeah, keep it
posted.
Send pics.
Send questions. Send intro theme songs. Our email is open to you. I'm pointing at you guys. All right, we have time for one more question. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This one is from... Did we say Marie yet?
I don't think
so.
This one is from Marie. I've been best friends with this girl since we were 5 for 20 years. But over the past few years, I feel like I've outgrown her. She is lazy and often depends on her boyfriend and family to support her financially. The last straw was when she couldn't even be bothered to make any effort to see me on my birthday, even though I'd gone through a lot of effort for a few months before her to see her on her birthday. We haven't talked since my birthday 6 months ago, and I miss having a really close friend to confide in. We've had such a long history, and I don't want to be the one to call since she doesn't seem to reciprocate anyway. What should I do?
Quit being a bitch.
No.
What?
That's like
dude.
A really nice. You weren't. First of all, you're on your phone that entire question.
I missed it.
You're playing, you're
my advice
snake.
Is always quit
Tinder.
Being a bitch. I'm
you're
Tindering
on,
right
you're
now.
You're on Tinder for an hour. You looked up.
Yeah,
not
I'm
listening
getting
to
matches. Matches equal snatches. Yo, when you're on Tinder, matches equal snatches. Okay.
That'd be a good sponsor for this.
Yeah, Tinder would be dope. I'd be very grateful for that sponsorship. I would like to like an upgrade on my Tinder profile. I don't know what the deluxe Tinder profile is, but like
I would like another 10 miles of radius for the pro account.
It doesn't stretch wide enough.
I can't cast wide enough of a net.
That's like a legitimate difficult question.
Yeah, well,
it's hard to come up with an actual answer, so I'm not even going
to
try.
It's hard to break up with a friend.
Right,
like
friend break up.
Yeah, friends don't break up. I mean, at least apart. Yeah, it slowly dies.
Which it sounds like you're doing right now.
Sounds like he's drifted apart.
You just kind of got to, you got to let it die, right?
This is my theory about Friends, and I don't know if I'll be able to articulate it without visuals, but like, I imagine every person as like a line graph, and then the earlier you meet someone, the more those two lines start drifting apart. So you're, the friends that you made right most recently are your closest friends, and the ones that you made very long ago are probably so far away from you at this point. It's hard to meet a friend at age 5 and have that trajectory stay the same.
Where are we at now, 8 years down the road with each other?
So where
does that put us?
We're closer than my very close high school friends that I made at age 15, but further apart than friends I made 2 years ago.
Really?
You haven't made any friends in 2 years ago?
2 years, yeah.
What are you talking about?
You haven't even
about?
Made any friends here.
Blumenfeld, dude?
Killing me, dude. Oh, my God, man. Dude.
We call this dude the island.
The island, lonely the island. That blue rock. The blue rock in the middle of space, crushing loneliness from every direction. Yo. Sorry. He's really lonely freestyle. Yo, okay.
No one's listening.
I'm alone in the universe, boy. Even all the connections I have are meaningless. Here it goes.
A rapper that talks about how depressed he is.
Go, Jody.
His persistence existence is meaningless.
Oh, it's meaningless. I'm meaningless, and I'm meaning your fist.
And I'm killing this like I'm killing myself.
Existentialist? I'm on an existential list. Top 3 ways to kill yourself.
Existentialist, I'm existentially pissed. When I die, I won't be missed.
Hey, after we're done doing this podcast, we should work on the song.
Yeah. That's actually not a bad idea.
Work on the song. Definitely. We'll introduce the next podcast with our freestyle.
I think she should make Marie should go out and make a new friend. Like actively seek new friends instead of trying to, like, if she doesn't like an old friend anymore, then, like, who gives a shit? Right.
Yeah, that person's not putting enough effort into your friendship. Like, if that, relationship is not making you happy, then you just have to.
It's easy to convince yourself that you're friends with someone because you've been friends with someone for so long, but you're a totally different person than you were at age, definitely at age 5.
Yeah, like,
you're pretty much the same.
It was.
Jake's playing with a rock right now.
I still like rocks, girls, and cheese.
Jake unrolled a whole fruit by the foot, then rolled it back up and jammed it all in his mouth after he took the paper off.
And, like, wiping still confuses me.
He put a cheese in his nose see what happens.
I had friends like, just because you're like, you both like Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, like, you can take wildly different paths as
from
you
that
grow.
Point on.
Like, I have friends from home that I was, like, so tight with when I was a kid, and now they're like, I don't know what happened, but they're into, like, country music somehow.
Right.
Yeah. And they, like, drive, like, jacked up trucks and, like, have southern accents. And I'm like, we're just not, this isn't happening anymore.
That's why, like,
and that's fine. That's okay.
You don't meet your wife at age 5. You meet your wife at age, between 20 and 30.
Right.
Met my wife when I was 10.
That's true.
Shit.
So,
but
that's wrong.
Actually, my parents met each other when they were in kindergarten.
But that was an arranged thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was actually wed when they were in 6th grade. Right?
I was an arranged son, if you can imagine.
I agree with your line graph theory, although I feel like proximity is everything. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, it doesn't, if you met someone when you're 5 and you always live next door to them till you're 80, you're probably always going to be
tight
with
them. Right,
because
you're on the same trajectory. But, like, you know, this person went here, this person went there. They're like, it's hard to come back and meet in that middle.
Because that's
and
a thing.
College
that,
is it's the great destroyer of, like, childhood friendships. Just ruins them all immediately. And
but
you're
I
have new friends that
I was
are
the,
drunker.
I was the exact opposite. I have a tight group of friends from high school, and I don't really have any friends that I just made in college because I was, like, you know, awful, awful person between the ages of 18 and 22.
Right, yeah, you were the worst, right?
Yeah, yeah, I was just mean-spirited,
You were in juvie, and then you went...
This dude was in the system, man.
Amir was in and out of juvie. They wanted to send him to jail because he was technically 21, but he was too small, so they said...
I was able to slide through the bars, so they couldn't...
Not a jail could hold him.
I'm the only 25-year-old that went to
chicken wire.
Shit.
I was the Houdini. They called me Judini. The way I slipped out of cages. So my advice, if I were you, let this lady go.
Yeah.
You had a great run.
Cut her loose.
Totally.
20 years.
Yeah.
That's a great friendship.
It's time to find a new friend you could be friends with for 20 years.
Yeah, and then break up with her at age 45.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, isn't it a beautiful thing about life is being able to have an amazing friend that you just
the best part.
It's nice how people drift into your life and you can suck maximum amount of joy out of them and then just cut them loose and find a new source of pleasure in a different human being rather than that husk that just blew off in the breeze when you moved to Seattle.
Like a hermit crab or a pistachio nut.
Your friends are like a shell. You know, sometimes you gotta outgrow shed them. It and find a
You're,
new one.
They're snake skin. Leave them dead in the distance.
Snake skin, I make skin.
Oh, that's good. Let's write that down
snake
for the song.
Snake skin, I make skin.
I rake in.
Oh.
Yeah, the cash.
That bacon.
Yeah, that bacon.
So snake skin, I make skin. I rake in that bacon. You reckon I'm messing?
You reckon I'm messing? Well, why you be stressing? I'm lessing.
Undressing.
I'm alone in the world, I'm alone in the world, I'm alone with the girl, I'm alone with the girl, I'm alone in the world. So yeah, the good news is that we are all specks of dust on an infinite plane and nothing matters. So your friend, you know, 20 years, what's that in infinity?
I mean, based on the structure of an atom anyway, we're all 99.999% empty space.
Nothing. Right.
So
we're nothing.
We're nothing.
What are you?
You're nothing.
You're empty space.
Yo, I'm empty space.
I am empty space.
Empty space?
That's your rap. That,
yeah, that's MC my, space. That's
my empty space. This is empty MC space. You're a disgrace.
It's case by case.
Let's end on that extremely sad but musical note, like a minor chord.
Yeah, like a B minor.
Yeah. Streeter, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
I guess can I plug white wine?
Try no, probably
else.
Not.
Oh, let me plug.
Well, we get one veto.
That's my only thing.
We get one veto.
You get a
we
veto.
We each get one veto. Yeah. So that was his. I might use mine.
Oh God!
You can repitch. Twitter, you can repitch it one more. But
blog? No, like I would veto both of those.
Yeah, I guess next stop would be my Twitter.
So okay. Like, no, I would have to use the veto on the Twitter.
Yeah, I'm gonna use my one emergency veto, which we get every 10 episodes. Yeah.
This is seems
together.
So
we each have half a minute veto that makes one big veto.
Oh. Yeah, well,
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, I think he's Nito.
Eating a Frito instead of a Cheeto. Wearing a Speedo.
Holy shit.
All right, yeah, you can plug anything.
Okay, yeah, well, whitewine.com. Wine with an H, where
and
I collect.
White with an H, too.
With white with an H, yeah. I don't know how else you'd spell it, but where that's where I collect first world problems that are sickening. Just sickening to read.
Looks like these really, questions, actually.
Yeah, they're very disturbing. Some
makes
of
you
them.
Feel better about yourself to read it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You're like, hey, I'm not the biggest shit that's ever lived.
Exactly. Right.
Well, check out whitewine.com.
And, this is our show. Once again, that email address, please email us in. We need your questions. We feed off them, much like we were talking about earlier, stealing someone's soul and using it for your own private good. That email is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Let's get out of here with another brand new theme song. User submitted. Keep those coming in. This one's from Alex Ledoux. Alex Ledoux.
That's such a radio DJ.
Alex Ledoux.
This one's from Alex Ledoux.
From the racks and stacks of the best on wax, this one's coming to you fresh from Alex Ledoux.
If I were you, if I were you, if I were you by Jake and Amir, they'll tell you how to live your life by giving you some BS.